Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah assures restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after assembly elections. Six persons killed in several gunfights in Manipur. Telangana government declares 29 out of 33 districts as flood hit. Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated across country from today with enthusiasm. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. And in Paris Paralympics, India to make all-out effort to hit 30 medal mark in final 2 days of the current edition. And now the news in detail. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. Addressing a public meeting in Jammu, he said the coming assembly elections in J&K are historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Mr. Shah also accused the Congress National Conference Alliance of making attempts to revive the old system.
कश्मीर ने बहुत आतंक झेला है. कश्मीर में ऐसी सरकारें थी जो आतंकवाद के सामने आंख मूंद कर बैठी. इन्होंने आतंकवाद को बढ़ाया. मैं आज कहना चाहता हूं, मोदी जी के 10 साल में आतंकवाद में 70% कमी लाने का काम ये भारतीय जनता पार्टी की.
He said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice with any community, including Gujjars, Pahari, Bakkarwals and Dalits, who were granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. The Home Minister is in Jammu on a two-day visit to boost the BJP's election campaign for the three-phase assembly elections beginning 18th of September. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated a Sainik school at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said that education is the medium which brings changes and eradicates the evils and bad practices from the society. He said that he is delighted to come to Gorakhpur Sainik School as he himself is an alumni of Sainik School Chittorgarh.
Purvachal, kitna mahatvapurna ang hai. उत्तर प्रदेश का और यहाँ की प्रथम सैनिक स्कूल और ऐसी सैनिक स्कूल जिसका ढांचा अद्भुत है. मैं सैनिक स्कूल में पला पढ़ा हूँ. मैंने कहा है माननीय मुख्यमंत्री जी, मेरा जन्म किसान ग्राम किठाना में हुआ था पर मेरा असली जन्म सैनिक स्कूल चित्तौड़गढ़ में था. मैंने अनेक सैनिक स्कूलों के जाकर मिलिट्री स्कूल में जाकर ढांचा देखा है. आपने जो करिश्मा यहाँ किया है वो भविष्य की पीढ़ी का निर्माण का एक रास्ता है जो पूरे देश को दिखाएगा.
Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath in his address said Gorakhpur is a center of education and health facilities for the population of around 3 crores living in adjoining Nepal, Western Bihar and Purvanchal region. This Sainik school will also play an important role in the education scenario of the region. The Gorakhpur Sainik school is the first Sainik school in eastern Uttar Pradesh and the second Sainik school run by the Uttar Pradesh Sainik School Society. Later, the Vice President will preside as the chief guest at a two-day national seminar on Rishi tradition in modern life organized at Jagatguru Rambhadracharya Divyang State University at Chitrakoot. In Manipur, gunfight has been taking place at different places since early morning and six persons have been killed and many injured. Later gunfight took place in Nongchepi area under Jiribam police station between two groups. In the gunfight, four persons including three suspected militants were killed. The gunfight is taking place at Tangjeng Kunjau in Kalching district and two persons sustained bullet injuries. They were hospitalized. It may be mentioned that a civilian was killed and five injured when a local made rocket bomb blast in Moirang town. Later in the night, large number of people garroted two Manipur rifle battalions situated at different places and tried to loot arms and ammunition. However, security forces controlled the situation and dispersed the public. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose has sent the Prajita Woman and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 to President Draupadi Murmu, citing a number of loopholes in it. The bill was passed by the State Assembly in the aftermath of gruesome rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Carr Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of last month. The bill seeks capital punishment for rape convicts if their actions result in the victim's death or leave her in a vegetative state. The governor said in a post on social media last evening that the bill has been prepared in a hurry. He also held the state secretariat responsible for not sending the technical report along with the bill and said it is a failure on their part. Referring to the R.G. Carr issue, the governor said it is the duty of the state government to ensure justice for the family of the victim without waiting for the bill. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the progress of the construction work of high-tech Patna Medical College and Hospital at Patna, which is being developed as the world's second largest hospital. The central government is providing assistance to Bihar for the development of over 5,400-bed hospital with super speciality facilities. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate and dedicate two super speciality hospitals in Darbhanga and Muzaffarpur. He will conduct a site visit at Shobham Ekmi Bypass for the AIIMS Darbhanga, for which the centre has appointed a new agency. Earlier, Mr. Nadda visited the Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna and offered prayers. The Press Information Bureau, or PIB's fact-check unit, has warned against a fraudulent website seeking personal details by impersonating as the official BSNL website. The fact-check unit said that the fake website BSNLTowerIndia.com is deceitfully inviting applications for installation of 5G tower. The PIB noted the web address is not associated with BSNL and has cautioned people from sharing their personal details on such suspicious websites. The official website of BSNL is bsnl.co.in. The Jharkhand government has decided to provide medical insurance of 5 lakh rupees for lawyers in the state, likely to benefit about 30,000 lawyers of the state. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Sorin. The cabinet also cleared a proposal to increase the pension of advocates aged 65 years and above to 14,000 rupees per month from 7,000. The cabinet also gave a nod to a proposal to provide a stipend of 5,000 rupees every month to the newly enrolled advocates. Advocate General Rajiv Ranjan said that Jharkhand is the only state to implement the welfare of advocates and it is going to set an example for the entire country.
तीन बड़ी बड़ी योजनाओं को अधिवक्ताओं के लिए आज कैबिनेट ने मंजूरी दी है इसमें प्रथम पांच वर्षों के लिए नए अधिवक्ताओं को 5,000 रुपये प्रति माह स्टाइपेंड मिलेगा सरकार की तरफ से उन्हें मेडिकल इंश्योरेंस 5 लाख का डबल बेनिफिट मिलेगा और पेंशन की राशि 7,000 से बढ़ा करके 14,000 कर दी गई है तो 7,000 कंट्रीब्यूशन सरकार का होगा माननीय मुख्यमंत्री जी के कारण ऐसा संभव हुआ है और हम लोग उनके बहुत आभारी हैं.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that teachers are rendering a very important service to the nation and the responsibility of preparing today's youth for Viksit Bharat rests in their hands. Interacting with teachers who were conferred with the National Teachers Awards in New Delhi at his residence yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that we all should make efforts to prepare capable citizens and youths for a Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said the teachers can take their students on educational tours to explore India's diversity, which will aid their learning and also help them get to know about the country in a holistic manner. He added that this will boost tourism and give a fillip to the local economy as well. The Prime Minister also asked the teachers to appraise their students about the ongoing Dekho Apna Desh People's Choice Contest so that they can participate in it after a proper study.
देखो अपना देश ऑनलाइन रैंकिंग चल रहा है लोग वोट कर रहे हैं और उसमें हमारी कोशिश है कि उस राज्य के लोग वोट करके तय करें हमारे राज्य में ये नंबर वन पर चीज है जो देखने जैसी है योजनाबद्ध तरीके से वहां जाए, रात्रि को वहां मुकाम करें, तो उस स्थान के लोगों को लगेगा कि भाई अब रोजगार की संभावनाएं बनेगी, तो होम स्टे बनने लग जाएंगे, ऑटो रिक्शा वाले आ जाएंगे। यानी अगर हम सिर्फ स्कूल में बैठे बैठे तय करें तो इस देश में 100 टॉप डेस्टिनेशन टूरिज्म के हम 2 साल के अंदर तैयार कर सकते हैं।
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, said he had a productive meeting with the President of Japan External Trade Organization, Susumu Kataoka, in Tokyo. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said the meeting focused on enhancing bilateral trade, investment and economic ties. India has extended humanitarian assistance to Chad. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has extended medical aid consisting of essential life-saving antibiotics and general medicines to the government of Chad in response to a deadly fire incident. He said the consignment weighing 2,300 kilograms departed from New Delhi today. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary today signed a memorandum of understanding with a private food aggregator for partnership in logistics and upskilling. Speaking on the occasion in New Delhi, Mr. Chaudhary said that in view of introduction of new technology, upskilling is essential for business. Talking about the future of logistics, the minister said that improving infrastructure and connectivity and an increase in India's share of global trade will help the nation become a developed nation by 2047. Around 1 crore and 37 lakh activities have been conducted as part of the ongoing 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maah so far. The Poshan Maah, which began on the 1st of September, will continue till 30th of this month. The one-month campaign, which was launched from Gujarat, focuses on key themes including anemia, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, along with technology for better governance across the nation. The campaign also emphasizes environmental sustainability through the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative, in which plantation is encouraged across all the operational 13.95 lakh Anganwadi centers. The Telangana government has announced 29 out of 33 districts in the state as flood-hit districts. The state government has also announced an assistance of 3 crore rupees for each of these districts to carry out immediate relief works. Earlier, 4 districts were declared as flood hit and relief works were being carried out there. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesh in their homes and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted the people on this occasion. In the Chhatrapati Shambhaji district of Maharashtra, women from self-help groups have set up Ganpati idol stalls at 175 locations. These stalls have achieved a turnover of 1 crore rupees. We have more from our Mumbai correspondent.
Women from 183 self-help groups have produced a total of 2,51,485 idols of Lord Ganesh. The District Rural Development Agency of the Zilla Parishad supported the setup of these stalls through the Umer initiative. These idols are being celebrated for their exquisite craftsmanship, particularly their soulful eyes, which are a crucial and challenging aspect of Ganpati idols. These idols are cost-effective compared to others and come with a 10% discount. Additionally, the stalls feature QR codes that devotees can scan after purchasing an idol to upload a selfie with Ganpati Bappa. These stalls have received an overwhelming response from devotees, with 90,000 idols sold in the first week alone, leading to this impressive turnover, according to marketing officer Sachin Sonavane. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In sports news, India soared to a new height in this edition of Paris Paralympics 2024. The country won a total of 27 medals, 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah assures restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after assembly elections. 6 persons killed in several gunfights in Manipur. Telangana government declares 29 out of 33 districts as flood hit. Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated across the country from today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. And in Paris Paralympics, India to make all-out efforts to hit 30 medal mark in final 2 days of the current edition. And with that, we end the midday news.